Hey everyone, Dr. Miles here, and in this video, we're talking about the gut and the mind and the relationship between the gut and the mind. There are so many things that we say in our English language that are metaphors that are speaking about digestion, and people don't really often even think about the fact that when we're talking about things like, gosh, I'm having a really hard time digesting this situation. It was so difficult. I don't know what to make of it. Or when we're saying, you know what? When I took that on, I was really biting off more than I could chew. That project was a little too much for me. Or when we say things like, gosh, you know, I'm not sure yet. I'm going to have to chew on that for a while and then I'll get back to you on whether I'm going to be able to move forward here. That's a big piece of news. That's a lot of information. I really need to mull that over. So look, guys, digestive language is rich in the way that we talk about life experience, in the way that we speak about challenges and struggles, in the way that we talk about whether we're able to process properly a situation that's happening for us. And if there's a challenge, if there's a difficulty, if there's a stress, if there's a struggle, we might speak in terms of digestive language to talk about that. Because just like if there's a food that we're having a hard time digesting that's causing digestive upset, same thing for if we're dealing with challenge that's a little too much for us to handle in a given moment, that we'll experience almost a mental, emotional, digestive upset. We may also experience physical upset. I mean, I think it's obvious to almost anyone here. If you've had a stressful experience, you've probably noticed that your digestion is a little worse during that time. Maybe you felt nauseous, maybe more acid reflux, or maybe you've had a little bit of indigestion or diarrhea or constipation or abdominal pain. Those kinds of things come up for people when they're dealing with stress and struggle. But aside from that physical connection, there is this mental emotional thing where we chew on our thoughts for a while before we make certain decisions if it's something perplexing to us. And some things really are more than we can handle, and we'll talk about biting off more than we can chew and needing to chew on it for a longer period of time and having to maybe even have a difficult time with swallowing something. I mean, gosh, you know what? I'm having a really hard time swallowing what you just said. I gotta come to terms with that. Give me some time to sit with that. So time to sit with something is like time to digest. And we do that with our mental emotional experience. Man, you know what? That was a horrible situation. That just left a bad, you know what? After talking to that person, I had a bad taste in my mouth. I don't think we should move forward with them, or that project's not, you know, something I want to do. And of course we talk in terms of gut feelings about things. You know what? My gut feeling on this, I don't know why I can't explain it rationally or logically, but my gut feeling is I need to do this. I don't know why. Like, it doesn't make sense to me, but I really feel like I have to go on this vacation or I have to do this project. And so, you know, a lot of us, I think we learn over time gradually to trust our gut. We learn a little bit about how to mull over experiences in a way that help us to digest them and to metabolize the nutrients and the nutrition from situations that are difficult and challenging situations. It's like we're extracting the nutrition from life. We know the small intestine. So the mouth, we already talked about the mouth and chewing. Like, we have to chew our food properly before we swallow it. Same thing with life experience. When we're mulling over something or thinking about something that's a big thing, we're breaking it down just like we do when we're chewing with our mouth and we're breaking food down. And if we swallow before if you swallow a big hunk of meat before you've chewed it properly, that's going to be bad news for digestion. And same thing with life experience. If you really take on way too much before thinking about it properly, You haven't, with your mind process, taken enough chewing time to be able to break it down into a digestible one step at a time chunk. And that's a recipe for bad decisions, is to take on more than you've been able to chew and metabolize one step at a time. So good decision making involves a mental, emotional, digestive process, which involves first chewing. I mean, think about this in relation to the digestive process. If someone's continuously and always taking on more than they can handle, we might look at actually, are you chewing your food? And are you chewing your thoughts? And are you really spending enough time contemplating? And if not, then that may be an issue. And if you're not also reflectively, because look, people have these relationships, right? If I have a hard time digesting food, I might have a hard time digesting life experience too. Now, this isn't 100% overlap, but it's pretty common that when we see a mental emotional issue with chewing on thought being an issue, there's also a person who's swallowing too big of food chunks physically. And so we want to look at the relationship between these. It's not, again, 100%, but there's a lot of overlap. And so that's the mouth. And then the stomach, of course, has to do with digestive fluids. And if we're left with a sour taste in our mouth, that may be a, you know, acid reflux, stomach acid kind of an issue. And, you know, our stomach acid on the mental emotional plane has to do with our ability also to break things down at the next level. And it's not so much a conscious process like chewing on is. It's more of a subconscious process, like we've chewed it, we've swallowed it, and now we're allowing for our subconscious to, you know, sleep on it and to be able to give some intuition on it and break it down even further so that we can take it to the next level. And then we get to the small intestine. And of course, we know physiologically the small intestine is involved in metabolizing the nutrients from food. Those transport proteins, taking the broken down amino acids and vitamins and minerals and taking them across the gut barrier into the bloodstream. The same thing happens on life and life experience. And we have this, we have these transport proteins in the sense of we have these inner thought processes and these ways of coming up with lessons that we're learning from life. Even the hard stuff, the difficult times in life, you can learn stuff from that. And when people are learning from their difficult life experience, that's like extracting nutrition from life. And that's like a metaphorical, similar function to the small intestine on the consciousness side. The small intestine needs to sort through stuff and decide what is part of me and what's not part of me. What am I going to bring in as nutrition? What am I going to let pass to the large intestine to be formed into stool and let go of in the toilet? So if someone's having a hard time sorting through what's useful and what's not useful, if they're having a hard time learning from life, if they're having a hard time extracting the parts of life that are useful to them and letting go of the rest, then there may be a small intestine issue. There may be an issue with those thought processes that are involved in sorting. And those thought processes that are involved in also setting of appropriate boundaries. You know, there's intestinal permeability where people are letting in too big of protein molecules that can trigger the immune system to go on threat mode. Same thing with people bringing in too big of thought processes and letting people overstep boundaries. If I'm always letting people overstep my boundaries, I may have an issue here with the boundary function in the consciousness related to a corollary with the small intestine function, especially that barrier function. That barrier function that determines what's me, what's not me, what do I let in, what do I let go. Letting in versus letting go. That's big. A lot of people struggle with that. Some people really have a hard time letting go of things they really should be letting go of. They're mulling over them way too much, and it's causing indigestion in their life in the form of negative emotion. that negative emotion's getting in the way of their ability to maintain good relationships and make good decisions that are healthful. So letting go, just like the large intestine lets go of stool, if there's constipation, that's a sign there may be some boundary issues and some letting go issues. Is someone able to let go of attachment to life experience? Is someone able to let go of an old relationship? Is someone able to let go of an old friend? Is someone able to let go of a project that's not serving them anymore? Is someone able to take an honest look at what's not serving and what's serving? Take in what's serving and let go of what's not. If not, these digestive processes may be suffering physically and or the mental emotional corollaries to them. So these are all mental emotional corollaries that we can, as clinicians, work with clients and start to get an assessment not only of how's your physical digestion working, but how's your mental emotional processing working? How is your metabolism of thoughts and experiences that are stressful, challenging, or difficult? How are you dealing with those? How are you absorbing the lessons and letting go of the things that aren't necessary or serving to you? This can be really informative for people, and this can really help in their healing journey. So we have these relationships with thought also. Gosh, that's some good food for thought, meaning I'm going to go process that a little more later. Or looping thoughts, these thoughts that continue same thought over and over and over and over, same thought again, same thought again, same. That kind of worry where it's like, gosh, this sucks. What am I going to do? I don't know what to do. Oh, this situation, I just can't believe this happened. Why did this have to happen to me? I wish this hadn't happened. What am I going to do about it? Why? Gosh, maybe I can tell this person. Maybe I can get some advice. Oh, this thing, it happened. I can't. So that kind of looping about the same thing over and over and over again, that's like a mental indigestion. That's like a mental having a problem with serious way of digesting information. So we need to look at the processing of information through all of the digestive steps of being able to chew fully on our thoughts, to break them down so that when we swallow them, they can be broken down further by our mental emotional stomach acid that can break them into smaller parts so that when they do enter the nutrient absorption process of learning lessons, that we learn those lessons appropriately and that we establish the proper barrier, the proper boundaries, that we only allow in that which serves us, and that we let go that which is no longer serving, that we have the same sorts of fermentation and stool formation processes in our mental emotional realm that allow for us to really just say, hey, this isn't worth it. This isn't a big enough deal for me to fret over. You know, I'm looping on this. I can see I'm worried about it. And you know what? In the grand scheme of things, in the big picture, in the long term, this isn't worth my thought. This isn't worth my stressing over. This isn't worth compromising my health over. You know what? I'm letting it go. I'm done. It's done. Letting go. That's the proper fermentation process that can be the solution for looping thoughts. So here's a somatic technique, and this is a somatic means a body-based kind of a therapeutic approach that can help with releasing stuck, indigestive kinds of mental processing when dealing with stressful situations, challenges, struggles, worries. First, if someone can just get out of the story in your head, get out of the story, get out of the story and into your body. Head to toes, feeling sensations. Instead of worrying about, ruminating about, oh, this person said this, I can't believe they did this at work. I'm just so frustrated that they gave me this assignment. I can't believe it. Get out of that story. And instead, feel into where in your body is your sensation. Okay, you know, I'm feeling a little bit of constriction in the throat, like a pressure on the chest. That is sensation in the body. Not labeling the emotion of I'm so frustrated and angry and irritable right now. That's still in the realm of thought. It's emotion, but it's thought. We want to get below the thought into sensation. Here we're talking about temperature, pressure. We're talking about qualities. could be a constriction or an openness or a feeling of heaviness or weight or a temperature, a heat or a cool or an empty feeling or a solid feeling. So getting that feeling and sensing the borders, man, you know, when I'm thinking about the situation, I'm really feeling a little bit constricted in the throat and heavy in the chest. The border is really at the bottom of the chest. I don't feel much in the abdomen or the legs, and it's at the top of the throat. Not much in the head, it's really in the throat and chest. That's finding borders of the sensation. Then sensing into qualities. What are the qualities of that sensation? You know, it's a little bit warm in the chest, a little cool in the throat, and I'm feeling that there's a bit of a throbbing sensation and a bit of a dull kind of aching. And then pulling the sensation out, flipping and putting it back in. So here's where I'm going to take that sensation out. Like I'm imagining, gosh, okay, I can feel it circling in the throat and the chest. I'm going to pull it out, circling still in that same direction, imagining as if it's being pulled out in front of me. I'm going to flip it up inside down so it's flip it 180 degrees so it's circling in the opposite direction, then pull it back in, circling in that opposite direction while I'm thinking about some things that resource me. You know what? I really love my spouse. I love my pet. I have such a great vacation coming up. You know, the last time I went to a hot spring, I was so relaxed. It felt so great. So thinking about that, spinning it in the opposite direction, that's a somatic technique that can be incredibly powerful, that can really release the charge on a worry or a concern. So I'd like you to participate. I know you're listening to this, or maybe you're doing other things while you're kind of half listening. If that's the case, I'd like you to take a moment here, set everything else aside. I want you to actually come up with a stressful situation, something you've been a little worried about, concerned about. It's been coming up in your consciousness. You haven't been able to fully process through it. Don't pick a huge trauma, but pick something that's a minor stress. You know what? I've really been concerned about finances a little more than I should lately. I've been really making that be a topic on my mind, and so I want to pick that. You know, pick something like that, something that's minor stress. You've been thinking about it more than you should. And I want you to drop the story. Think about it first. Bring it to mind until you're getting a little sensation in your body. Then when you're getting that sensation in your body, drop the story. Scan, head to toes. Where do you feel it? Head, throat, chest, abdomen, pelvis, legs, arms. Where do you feel it? Where are the borders? Where's the upper border, the lower border, and the side borders, and the front and back border of that sensation? What's the quality and the direction of the movement? Is it circling? Is it circling front to back, back to front, top to bottom, left to right? Is it circling clockwise? Is it circling counterclockwise? How is it circling and how is it moving? Then take that movement, pull it out in front of you, flip it upside down, and start to contemplate some things that are resources. Vacation, a person you love, a time where you felt fantastic, something that was absolutely wonderful that happened to you recently. Something that from childhood that was just an amazing, profound, life-changing and transformative type of experience. Keep it circling in that new direction. And as you do, pull that back inside your body, circling in the new direction and thinking still about those positive emotions and those people you love and those situations that were wonderful and nice. Keeping still in mind also that minorly stressful thing, and notice if the feelings changed as now you go back a little bit to that, keeping circling in the new direction, keeping feeling about those positive emotions. Notice if there's been a change in that minor stress. You know what? Thinking about finances now, it's not grabbing me anymore. Feels fine. No issues. If that feels good, then you've done this process and you've gotten to guide yourself through a process that you can repeat with clients, you can, or use in your own life. This is something that is important, and we want to address not only body but also mind. So when you're dealing with digestive issues, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth issues, look not only to the body, look also to the mind. And by having stress management techniques, you actually can change digestive function and people can get better quicker. Next video will be summary and review for this module. This has been an awesome module. I've loved sharing some of this information with you. I hope you've gained some immense clinical pearls out of this, and we'll summarize in the next video. Till then, take care.